story, Mahabharat, and with episodes 49 to 54 at 138. But it's not exactly but about that, maybe, but made me think of it parallel to modern times, because there in that court of Hastinapur, the wise people, the people who actually can see, they don't dare to speak even, because now Duryodhana has taken heavy control here, and even his father can't stop him. So we can show how the when these kshatra, these warrior types, you know, he even wanted, he pushed out Vidura, and he wanted to, he's speaking badly about the brahmanas and sages, and wants to, you know, let them be, they're just childish or something like that, naive, which I've heard before and which I think you can find sometimes among leaders in societies, especially those who tend to become top heavy, you know, thinking they are something. And that's what's happening here. Duryodhana thinks he really is something. And it's basically describing this kind of fascism. Although that word now is just worn out. But, I mean, it pops up in all kinds of societies, whether they're called democratic or this or that, that some people are sitting on, I mean, there on top and manipulating, sometimes even behind the screen, from behind the screen, invisibly. And but with that mentality, and how that mentality, when even the professors and the experts, those who really understand what's going on, they would like to just say, stop it. You're destroying your country, you're destroying the world. This is not auspicious what you're doing. Then they don't even dare to speak out, because then someone comes banging on their door and firing them or whatever, even destroying their lives in different ways. So this is going on today, and this was going on then. So we can use that a little bit in our story.